15-12 remaining in this one. 56-50. Hofstra, on top of JMU. Atlantic Union Bank is a proud sponsor of the Dukes and the official banking partner of JMU Athletics. If you're ready to bank better, visit AtlanticUnionBank.com or branch today, member FDIC. The Dukes and the Hofstra Pride to a 10-10 draw thus far here in the second half. But the three-point shot has definitely been the difference for the Pride today. They are 11 of 24 from beyond the arc. The Dukes are 4 of 14. Hofstra in the second half, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. The Dukes also 2 of 4 from the three-point opportunity. Justin Amati to the free throw line on the foul on Isaac Conte, which is his second. Second foul on Hofstra as well. The Dukes have committed 4 thus far. Rebounding edge to the Hofstra Pride, 24-20. And they've got 6 offensive rebounds for their effort this afternoon. A quick look at stats brought to you by Grace Custom Builders. Integrity, transparency, dependability. Grace Custom Builders. One shot for Amati, the 6'7", 220-pound freshman from Dorman High School in Greenville, South Carolina. Free throw for Justin is up and good. He's got 5 points on the afternoon. The Dukes cut the lead to 5 with 15-10 to go. Botto Morse will draw the defensive duties in the man-to-man defense on Caleb Burgess. Terrence Edwards in the lineup for the Dukes, replacing Terrell Strickland. Kramer picks up his dribble, goes to Burgess, left wing. Burgess down to Conte, who drives and puts up the left-handed shot and good. Isaac Conte with 4 points on the afternoon. Takes the lead back to 7, 58-51. 14:45 to play. Hofstra in front as they stay in that 2-3 zone. Putting pressure on the ball, top of the key with Votto Morse swinging it right side to Christmas. Back to Morse to Amati at the free throw line. Amati spinning on Conte. Left-handed shot off the glass is up and good. The freshman showing some explosion. Fake to the right, back to the left, and use the backboard to make it 58-53 Hofstra. 14:20 remaining in this one. Again, the Dukes trying to dig out of a hole and win their 6th straight. Burgess goes to Jalen Ray. Stops, puts up a shot around Terrence Edwards is good. Left-handed stroke there from Jalen Ray, who is not afraid of a mid-range jumper. It's what makes him such a good basketball player. He'll take a good 2-point shot instead of forcing a bad 3. 7-point lead for the Pride. Votto Moore splitting a double team and the ball knocked away. Trying to get through traffic. And it's knocked away and picked up by Jalen Ray. 13:50 to go. The Pride in front by 7. Coburn wide open 3. Shot is on its way. No good. Rebound Michael Christmas for JMU. The Dukes down 7 with 13:40 to go. Need to find a basket here if they can. Edwards left side top of the key. Bounce pass to Christmas at the free throw line. Driving on Conte. Leaning in. Lost it. Scoops it back out to Matt Lewis. 3-point shot on its way. Is in and out. Edwards knocked to the floor. Christmas knocked to the floor. Coach Byington is really unhappy because Matt Lewis was knocked staggering into the out-of-bounds area as Hofstra goes the other way. Ray for 3. Count it. That's a big swing there. Got to tell you, there was too many bodies staggering around for JMU, in my opinion. There's something not to have been called. Lead is back to 10 now for the Pride, 63-53. Edwards driving left side of the lane, spinning, going strong. Shot over Conte, rolls off, no good. Rebound picked up by Amati. Left-handed layup from the left side is good. And Coach Byington going to call a timeout. With 12:53 remaining, the Dukes trailing 63-55. And a timeout on the floor. JMU got some work to do as the Pride have made 5 of their last 6 field goal attempts from the floor. Again, timeout with 12:53 to go. Hofstra 63, JMU 55 on the Globe Fiber Broadcast Network.
Another summer has come and